For today's growth points, I'd like to speak to you about the subject, the spirit of the observer. You know, God has taught us in His Word that we can learn from godly examples. For example, the Apostle Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." And obviously the ultimate example, our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter tells us that we are to follow in His steps. So why do we observe men and ministries? Why do we observe today? And I find that really the answer to that question rests in the heart of the observer. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 6 and verse 7 that the Pharisees watched Jesus, and they watched whether He would heal on the Sabbath day that they might find an accusation against Him. The spirit of the Pharisees obviously was a spirit to find fault. And yet the fact is that today, each and every one of us in our lives need to guard our heart from the spirit of fault finding. I want to give you a few ways that you can be an observer that will glean and that will be blessed as an observer. Number one, we can observe other men's lives for the purpose of learning how to have a better devotional life, learning how to be a better soul winner, learning how to be a better father, the purpose of learning. Secondly, we can observe other people's life with the purpose of changing. How can I be different because of something that I learn from this particular individual? I think about our spiritual leadership conference in a few weeks and how we'll have 80 workshops. Every one of those is an opportunity to learn and an opportunity to change. Thirdly, we should observe with the idea, how can I implement this? What is it from this man's life, from this ministry, that I can take home and put into practice in my own life? And by the way, one of the most foolish things we can do is try to be the carbon copy of another man or another ministry. But all of us would have to admit we've picked up ideas from different places and different people. So I just want to challenge you today to have the spirit of a Christian, spirit-filled observer, someone that wants to learn, someone that wants to change, someone that wants to implement biblical principles into our everyday life. And let's avoid the spirit that sometimes has plagued conservative biblical Baptists, and that is the same spirit of the Pharisees, where they watched that they might find an accusation. Our spirit, when something does arise that is not biblical or not pleasing to Christ, our spirit should be grief and a spirit to take this to the Lord in prayer, not a spirit of exaltation to take it to the blog, to take it to the neighbor. Our spirit should be the spirit of Hosea 6, the spirit of mercy, and how we thank God for His Holy Spirit giving us the leading to love and to show mercy as we should. Let's be spiritual observers this week. Have a great day.